This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is reporting a new case of measles, this time in the southwestern corner of the state. It's in a child in Montezuma County. They had not received the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, also known as the MMR vaccine. This infection suggests that unidentified measles cases may be spreading through the Cortez area. Health agencies released one possible exposure location, an ice cream shop in Cortez, on Wednesday, November 26th. A major recreational lake in Denver has received money to start environmental cleanup there, but advocates say more money will be needed to save the lake. Denverite's Paolo Shelsta has more.
Sloan's Lake received $5 million from the recently approved Vibrant Denver bond to install environmental improvements around Denver's largest body of water. Kurt Weaver works for the Sloan's Lake Park Foundation. He says money is still needed to dredge the lake, a process that will take time.
Even if we had the money in the bank tomorrow, it's not getting dredged tomorrow. It's going to take a couple years of permitting and testing and make sure we're going to have the right plan to do this. We don't, have to do this again in 20 or 30 years.
The lake has seen rough times as of late. It's prone to toxic algae blooms due to its extremely shallow depth, which has made it dangerous to drink and recreate in. I'm Paolo Shasta, Denverite.
Trump administration's new rules on student visas and immigration is reducing the flow of international students on Colorado's colleges. New data from the Institute for International Education shows a 17% decline in new international students on U.S. campuses this fall. In Colorado this fall, the University of Denver saw a nearly 20% drop in the total number of international students at that university. This is CPR News.